This is Rad Radio. It's just like rain on your wedding day. It's not ironic at all. It just sucks. Call the show anytime at 888-989-9811.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Cody.
Hey, Cody.
Talking about people judging other people based on their appearance. And, oh, you're 62. How's your hair still black? Clearly you dye it. I'm like, no, I don't. And I mean, so much of this email is just stating the obvious, but always appreciate the input. Cody says, it's a sad world we live in. Obvious.
Oh.
anybody heard of, been exposed to Jelly Roll, the country star?
Yeah.
Interesting
kinda,
guy.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. Kind of turned his life around story sort of thing. Cody says, Jelly Roll, the country star, has a heart of gold, helps a lot of people out constantly, and his wife has a podcast. And she was talking about recently how Jelly Roll doesn't go on the internet anymore because he will cry when people shame him for being obese.
What?
There are so many terrible people in this world. That story went viral today.
Wow.
So it's a very recent podcast of hers that's been confirmed. Again, all these people, you don't know anything about them. You just know the presence that they present. He does seem like, you know, he had a really rough life earlier, made some really bad choices, turned everything around, does seem committed to wanting to help others do that. But look, there's a lot of baggage, a lot of damage there emotionally, and
yeah.
Here's this big, giant guy. I mean, he is. He's a big man.
Covered in tattoos.
He
looks rough.
And he thank God he got off the air. Good.
Yes.
I'm glad he did.
Yes.
That he was breaking down seeing those things.
Just to speak to the heart of gold that Jelly Roll has, he will go to places where people are, you know, jails, prisons, and he'll perform for those prisoners and jail cellmates and inmates, and talk to them about recovery and wanting to get out of the system, and he's very encouraging, and
because he lived it,
because he did.
Yep, exactly.
That's really interesting to hear that. I didn't know he was affected that much by it, but it also reminded me of something when we had Dale Moss on the show on Friday with the Circles team with John,
formerly of the Bachelorette.
Yeah, he made a comment saying hurt people only hurt people.
Yeah. You got it.
And that hit deep.
Yep, it's a variation of all people, Dr. Phil. Those who hurt others. It's it's a common refrain out there, and it is sad and very noticeable on social media how many hurting people there are out there.
And God, what makes, I mean, a million things make us rotten as humans, but everything that's been pointed out that this beautiful human does now, I honestly feel for the people that all they see is that he's fat.
Right.
Like, you are missing out on life.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a true human person doing so many positive, beautiful things, and all you see is his fatness. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, because they're trying to miss out on life because their life is so miserable, so they project, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
All that.
In our previous segment, Kyle made a dawn-like attempt to promote his new series on Rad TV.
Dude.
It's called Kyle's Corner.
That was a win!
The first three episodes are available immediately, always now streaming at Rad TV at members.radradio.com, and new episodes will be coming out as well. All of the behind-the-scenes of the studios, various offices, break rooms, etc., available as well. On the way to Rad TV, we're going to be rolling back the brand new episodes of The Probcast.
Woo-woo.
The Prodcast is coming back. Dawn's got her I Hate Men show.
It's not a hate men show.
She's got a Cooking with Dawn segment as
Anna
well.
Dawn Steiner.
And we have a Ratterday show this Saturday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. We will be live. Uncensored in the studio this Saturday morning, 6 to 9, available only on Rad TV. You don't have to get up early on a Saturday morning and join us, but you
should.
You know, it would be nice. It'll live
sleep
forever, but it is Saturday morning, starts at 6 a.m. At members.radradio.com.
Movie master of movies, I'm feeding you lies, twisting your brain for a really cool prize.
Me, I'm just making oral notes while the jingle plays. We've got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th, and you're qualified for Friday's grand prize drawing to have those tickets upgraded to the front row. Caller 18, hello, B.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
You will guess first. If you know the movie, you win. If not, we'll go to Jeff.
What's up?
What's up?
And Donna, you're caller 20.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. We're looking for a
Tana.
Oh boy.
We're looking for a comedy film from 2006.
The joke was, I would say, that suit is black.
What comedy film, big hit from 2006, is that clip from?
The joke was, I would say, that suit is black.
B, do you know?
No, I don't.
How about you, Jeff?
I have no idea.
Anybody find it ironic that B got the buzzer? Uh-huh. Donna, do you know?
Stranger Than Fiction?
Mm. Oh.
You lose.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, how did you
that out? This is probably one of those where there were people screaming at their phone, their radio, in their car, or whatever, because it's a know it or don't thing, because it's such one of those movies you either love it so much you've seen it a million times and you know every line of it, or you never saw it, or you saw it and hated it, or you don't remember. Remember the original Borat?
Yes.
With Sacha Baron Cohen. That's the movie.
So a not joke was, I would say, that suit is black. Not.
This suit is not black.
No, not has to be the end.
Okay. This suit is black nut.
This suit is black. Pause. You know what a pause is?
Yes.
This suit is black. Not.
We have two more chances for you to win at 8 and 9 a.m. All right, a couple things. First of all, we do a classic rad every morning after the sports show, which we do every day at 10 a.m. On Rad TV, members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM, 890 a.m. The Mixed Pick Sports Show is Steve Mickelson and I talking about this week a lot about the NFL draft, which is Thursday. Also, we got the NHL and the NBA playoffs going on. A lot happened there last night, some interesting controversial stuff going on in baseball we'll go over. And usually at 11, we'll go into Classic Rad, but not today. Oh. Today we'll do that at noon because of Tech to You Tuesday, which I will circle back to after I tell you about Classic Rad this morning from noon to 3. Again, same places, Rad Radio app, 104.7 FM, 890 AM, etc. We're going back 7 years to 2017 when during that three-hour segment, we're going to talk about boobs, a Cheeto cheesecake, and things adults shouldn't do at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, gosh.
Amongst other things. Now, on that
cheese.
Last one, there's a story, a news story about an old man in Chuck E. Cheese who's 53, but Brandon and I use our old man voices to mimic him and his antics at Chuck E. Cheese. And Kyle literally wrote down as he was putting together the recap for me, side note, Kyle hasn't laughed this hard in a long time at a rad segment.
No, I showed Brandon, I took a video screenshot kind of thing of the segment when I was listening to it yesterday, and I sent it to him like, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. I was over my couch trying to catch my breath. I was laughing so hard.
Awesome. So that'll be part of Classic Rad, which this morning airs noon to 3. Usually it's 11 to 3 on the Rad app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. But today we have Tech to You Tuesday at 11 a.m. hosted by Ian from Tech to You, and I am so thrilled that he is going to be covering in a much greater detail this story that I have been holding on to. I wanted to do this story when Eddie from NorCal Gun Vault was on with us last week, but we didn't have time, and it was more important to talk about all of the safety courses that they've got going on, which will start in May. You can still go to NorCalGunVault.com, see all of them. It's about being prepared for everything and anything, especially, you know, natural disasters. It's an election year. Have you thought about escape plans, provisions? You lose power, you lose gas. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do at dealing with injuries? It's not just stopping the bleed, but what if you're stranded for 3 days, et cetera? All the details are at NorCalGunVault.com. But I wanted to get into this with him, but I recognized early on we don't have time for it because this is one of those stories that I hate this word. My wife and I hate this word, but we recognize it's the word we use now, and the reason I hate it is I think it's overused. But we do all have triggers. We have things that make us, our blood boil.
Yes.
Okay? And one of the things I cannot stand is people who ignorantly and arrogantly and stupidly, like, get excited and excitable about things that are clearly dangerous, borderline illegal, and they don't stop, right? It's one thing, you go, oh, how cool. And then the Rob in the room says, well, yeah, but. And they keep going, oh, who cares about that? I got into a, again, my trigger. I got into a spirited discussion with a very educated person recently about they had made some offhand comment about somebody walking into their house and shooting them. And I said, well, and this person happens to live in California. I said, well, not in this state or 25 other states is that legal. I said, you have to actually have you have to be in bodily harm threat. They're in my house. How can you shoot them? I said, well, you can do whatever you want.
Well, wait a minute.
But these are the repercussions.
This person was saying if someone that they didn't know, like it's a break-in or whatever it is, mm-hmm. walks in their house, just them walking in their house
yep.
will cause them to shoot them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you're in my house. And then you could tell they were just intelligent enough to be dangerous because they started throwing out terms like stand your ground and the castle doctrine. I'm like, well, California is a castle doctrine state, but it's very clear that you have to be in imminent harm. In other words, you have a gun. And you can hold this person at gunpoint while you call 911. They have, because in his scenario, they have no weapons. They're not. So these things trigger me, which is kind of the lead into the story that I wanted to do with Eddie. But I'm just going to give you a little taste of it because Ian's going to go over it on Tech to You Tuesday. We've got these Ring cameras, right? Everybody's got a way, right, to see who's at your door or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a Kickstarter for a new device, which is a doorbell camera that is also armed with paintballs to shoot at a target.
Oh.
And you can use it remotely even, or you can even, this is a really cool thing I like, you can even set it up to you can trigger it to where it can be fired automated, like by motion. Mm. You know, which, yeah, it's like, wow, how cool, right? Until some kid who's trying to sell you Girl Scout cookies shows up at your door and gets hit in the eye with a paintball. It's a, hopefully, and I don't know how in-depth Ian's going to go over it, hopefully it's never going to see the light of day because it's out of, what country is it? It's some foreign country. It's out of Slovenia is the Kickstarter. Hopefully it just will never see the light of day, but he'll go into it in much more detail and won't have to deal with the asinine remarks. But yeah, get off my porch. I don't want you there. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to just shoot you randomly.
So the paintballs. Things that make my blood boil within all that you talked about is... when people start bringing up laws, how you said your friend started reciting different laws or whatever.
Not a friend.
What?
Not a friend.
Not a friend.
A person. In my life.
Oh, a person in your life. Okay, sorry.
Idiot.
Yeah. Okay. I don't care. I don't care what they are. Like, I care what they are so I don't commit a crime. What I'm talking about when someone justifies their moral compass based on a law. Okay, so you're fine in Rob's acquaintance situation. If they're in Florida, because there's a stand your ground or whatever state that is, that someone just walks in your home, you can shoot them. Great, by law, you'd get away with it. But where's your moral compass on that? Are you literally making that decision based off of the law? Where does your value of life come in? Listen, I am very much that person. Get off my lawn. I don't want strangers near my house. I don't want people touching anything of mine. I'm very much your property is your property. And I'm very adamant about that. But I am not going to just randomly shoot or paintball someone that happens to come on my property or in my house because of what you just said. We have many guns. I will hold them to you while calling. If you then start coming toward me, then I shoot. But this is a human life here. And if you're just standing there, I just don't get how your moral compass is. Well, they're just standing there, but they're in my house. They shouldn't be. I don't know if they're going to do anything. But the presence of them being in your home causes you to shoot a human?
Before anyone crazy. Writes in, because I'm not getting into this topic with you people today, but states like Florida that stand your ground would not allow you to do this either. That is not how the stand your ground law is written. Nevada's a stand your ground state. You still have to be, all that means is you are not obligated to withdraw before resorting to lethal force, but it has to be lethal force in self-defense or defense of others. A stranger standing in your doorway inside your home, which is the example this moron was using, is not in any way an imminent threat to you because this meth head has wandered into your home. So even in stand your ground laws, it's completely misunderstood and ignorantly misrepresented.
So going to the ring with the ring camera with the paintballs, is it considered lethal force to shoot somebody with a paintball? Because I'm thinking porch pirates. Like if you catch them on your video monitor and you have the option to hit the button to go pop, 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 and hit them a few times.
No, I mean, that's what they're going to, you know, there's going to be these various cases. And by the way, it's not lethal force because it would take quite the shot for a paintball to kill someone.
Sure.
If you're shooting at someone who is in the act of committing a crime with a paintball in an attempt to either mark them for the authorities or to protect your property, that's probably not going to fall under the heading of, say, assault and battery or things like that. If it's an innocent person, it is, et cetera. Those type of things, it gets into the gray area. But because of how whacked this idea is, I don't think it will probably see the light of day, but we'll see whether it does. So, listen, I don't know how in-depth Ian will get into it, but he's going to talk about that. Oh, just one more clarification. Kyle's using ring camera, like we all say, can you hand me a Kleenex?
Yes.
Or can you throw me the Frisbee? Those are actual brand names, right? But that's how we refer to it. This isn't a ring product, but it's like that's the easiest way to be relatable, just so we're clear on that. He is going to, Ian on Tech to You Tuesday, is going to demonstrate Microsoft's new, Brandon, do you know, is this pronounced like NASA or am I supposed to say the initials? Like, is it the VASA 1A1 system or the VASA 1A1 system?
You know, I'm not too familiar.
AI system.
I'm not too familiar with that technology. I'm assuming it's going to be pronounced VASA, but I'll double check.
What Ian points out is more either exciting or horrifying, depending on where you fall on this, is it's a new AI system which can take a single picture, one picture of a person's face, which you can almost get anybody's picture anywhere if they have any type of history on social media. Maybe even they don't even have to have profiles. You know, maybe their boyfriend or girlfriend does. Who knows? One picture. And make a convincing video of that person speaking. So Ian's going to discuss, imagine what someone could do with a person's Facebook profile image and just one short soundbite of their voice that they got somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's very high-level technology. He's also going to go over a phishing scam targeting users of LastPass. What is LastPass? Anybody?
LastPass is a password management app, which I use all the time at Ian's suggestion.
Oh,
because
wonderful.
My passwords were all over the place, and then there was always like one. This is a great way to have generated passwords saved in one convenient spot so you don't have to remember those lengthy passwords.
So there's that and more. Brandon and I will talk later, too, about this robot that Ian's going to show off. That's Tech to You Tuesday at 11 a.m. today on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, and the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM, 890 AM. So tech things that Ian may or may not touch on, but I'm going to just really briefly, because they're so relatable. Research shows that Americans check their phones 144 times a day on average.
That seems like a lot.
It does.
Yeah, but I believe it.
I mean, it does it or doesn't.
Maybe we do.
It,
we just don't realize it.
Because checking your phone could easily be you have it on the table next to you and you just tap it to turn it off of the, you know, the blank screen and just to see, oh, do I have any messages? Just check my phone.
Part of this came out of asking people, but also out of a survey. So let's do this. Okay, do you, Brandon?
Yes.
Do you, on a regular basis, like on a normal day, do you check your phone within the first 10 minutes of waking up?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know it's terrible and I don't want to, but it's just out of a necessity that I have to.
And the way I take that question is by checking your phone, they don't mean, well, it's my alarm clock. I turn it off and I get up. They mean I check my phone. I look at it. Do I have texts? Do I have emails, et cetera?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay, so answer is still yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's the same thing. The alarm goes off and it's on the phone and then I unplug it from its charger and I walk to the bathroom, turn on the shower, sit on the pot, do my potty business, and then it's open up emails, text messages, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, do my check, and then jump in the shower.
See, they kind of screw us with that 10 minutes. Because so my phone is my alarm, so I grab it, I turn the alarm off, and then I don't do anything with my phone, but I take the dogs out. And I grab my laptop and I get set up. And then the first thing I do before I start show prep in the morning is I check my phone because that's going to be the most pressing. If there's something from overnight from Brandon, well, that's within 10 minutes. So, like, I'm not doing it immediately, but within 10 minutes, yeah, I'm checking it.
I'm sorry. I missed what you said there. Who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I don't even like that they say 10. Why is it 10 minutes? Because if it's still, I would still consider it one of the first things you do. I mean, my alarm goes off, so they're not counting that, right? Now, what I do is I check to make sure that alarm is off because, well, most of the time it's not going off. I'm waking up and Hank's already there, and my dog wanting to wake me up because I'm gonna feed him. But I pick it up to make sure the alarm is off because I don't want it going off for my husband and wake him up because I leave it upstairs. But sometimes when I go downstairs and do the things that I do in the morning for the dog and the cats and my father-in-law,
oh my,
it could be 20 minutes. But immediately when I get upstairs, I am grabbing that phone, getting on the toilet, and opening it up. So why is it 10 minutes? Does that make me better that I waited 20?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because this is all part of the scoring system.
That's
of
crazy.
Of how much, because there's other questions. If we don't, like, everybody ramble completely at each of the four questions.
Watch it, boys.
It's part of the scoring system of if you need, quote, whether it's for work or personal reasons, to be on your phone within 10 minutes of waking up, 10 minutes for whatever reason they've determined, then you're more likely to be an addict. If you can wait 20 minutes, look, there's a lot of people, Don, that would be horrified at your scenario. What? You can literally spend 20 minutes of your day knowing what is sitting on your phone?
Yeah, and that phone is kept upstairs and when I go downstairs.
There are people that
you've
got people breaking out in sweats.
Yeah, it does cause an anxiety. It does, because the second I go without a few hours looking at my phone, once in a while I'll do something where I'll leave my phone in my bedroom on the charger and I'll forget about it and I'll be doing other things, maybe watching a movie or whatever. I go, where's my phone? Where's my phone?
Sure.
And I start looking and I panic and I go and then I see like the big list of everything I miss, like text messages, emails, whatever have you. And most of the time it's not really even important, but you have that panic set in, which is annoying.
By the way, 90% of people said, yeah, within the first 10 minutes of waking up, I'm checking my phone.
Yeah, the question should be, do you check your phone first thing in the morning rather than like in the 10-minute window? Because I would love to get up and not look at my phone for about 5 to 10 minutes doing other things, you know, maybe just sitting down and doing a quick meditation, then looking at my phone. But that's just not realistic for me because I just function better that way. But to Kyle's point about going about the house and needing to check your phone, that's why you got to get a smartwatch. That'll relieve you of that. It is worse, but at least you'll know that you have messages that you need to get to.
God, no thank you.
Kyle talking about like not having that phone with him because he was watching something, whatever. I will watch something on my phone as it sits on my dresser in my closet as I'm putting clothes away. I have to have something on to watch or a podcast. The other day I did not have, it was downstairs. I actually contemplated, can I do this? Can I put these clothes away without having, because it's become such a crutch.
It's a white noise thing though, isn't it?
And it makes it so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Who likes to put clothes away? I know I don't. So it makes it more enjoyable. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm keeping that phone down there and I'm going to do this.
That reminds me of our 9-year-old Bella, who has to have a tablet with her headphones on, typically watching Bluey or is it Cake on her tablet while she's making her snack. So she carries it with her, watching it to the kitchen from the from the table, puts it on the counter, watches it, butters the thing, and does
Bella.
The thing, and she's I want to intervene, but it's like, she's a kid, let her have it for right now.
I don't even care about the TV in the family room that I could see from the kitchen. I want my phone because I'm moving around in different areas and the TV can't move with me.
Yeah,
but my phone can.
That to me is, that's not technology driven. That's white noise driven. That's comfort driven, things like that. I don't understand how only 75% of people admit that they check their phone when they're in the restroom. That seems like 100%. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you check your phone? What else do you have to do with your other hand, or not both hands, depending on what you're doing?
Sometimes I go to the bathroom just to check my phone.
Okay.
All right, go.
It does feel weird, like when you don't have your phone, you're in the bathroom. You guys have experienced this lately, but me, I'm like, what do I do? And then you grab the shampoo bottle. You're like, what is this, the 90s? Am I really doing this right now?
If I'm doing the big one, I literally cannot go.
Not the 90s.
It will not happen. It will not happen. And then the minute I have it in front of me to read, things start moving.
Same survey, 57% of American adults just outwardly admit, yep, I'm addicted to my devices and I'm not giving it up.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.